Matt's mouth was dry, and swallowing did no good. He picked up the letter and read it again. Maybe there was a clue to the password in there, but it didn't seem to be any use. Or was it? That last sentence had seemed weird to Matt when he first read it, but now he wondered if it was the clue he needed. "Before she married me, your mother would have been able to help you with it." Well, he needed help, but why Mum? She was certainly good with computers. She'd been working for the company that serviced the university computers when she met Dad. He was head of the archaeology department and had told Matt he'd found her in his office one day under the table.
"She was connecting up the new computer systems," Matt remembered Dad saying. "I wouldn't let her out from under my desk until she agreed to go for a drink with me."
Matt had laughed, but Mum didn't. "Your father was younger then," she said. "We both were." And that seemed to close the topic, which didn't really help. There were no cables to connect. Matt got down and looked under the desk. There was nothing hidden, so far as he could see. No envelopes with secret codes taped to the bottom of any of the drawers. But there was a metal plate with a manufacturer's name stamped on it. Timberly. He counted the letters. 8. He bumped his head in his haste to get out from under the desk, catching the bruise he'd got the previous night. He scarcely noticed as he typed in the name. But it wasn't right. He'd got the same error message and almost thumped the screen in frustration. Why wasn't it Timberly? It made sense. It fitted the clue. But was it the only answer that fitted the clue? And then he got it. Really got it, he was sure. Even more sure this time. Mum's name. Before she was married and became Sarah Stribling, she'd been Sarah Milligan. He typed Milligan. It didn't work. He stared at the red error message. The error had to be wrong, he thought, smiling despite himself at the notion of an error being itself a mistake. A mistake? That might just be it. He typed Milligan again, but this time with a capital M. There was an agonizingly long moment when nothing happened. Progress blobs crawled along the bottom of the web browser as it contacted the server computer, wherever that was. Then the screen changed. It showed a plain window of text, black on white, a letter addressed to Matt. "Yes!" he said out loud, his hands bunched into triumphant fists.
"Dear Matt, sorry about the cloak and dagger stuff, but you can't be too careful these days. Actually, I thought you'd enjoy the challenge, and I'm glad, though not at all surprised, to see that you're up to it. Well done."